Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 43.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's Laura Reagan, LCSWC, with today's episode.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, this is Laura Reagan, your host for Therapy Chat. On episode 5 today of the practice building series for the summer of 2016, I'm interviewing a guest who talks about using practice management software programs. When I started my practice, I was wondering how I was going to keep track of clients' schedules, payments, any amounts owed. If I was to begin being paneled with insurance companies, how I would track co-payments and provide super bills that I had heard about for people who use out-of-network benefits. And a friend told me to try using a practice management software program. She told me, I use one, my clients can schedule online, and it helps me keep track of everything. Well, I signed up with the same company that she uses, and I found that it's freed up so much time for me to run my business. So when I was thinking about who I wanted to have on the practice building series, I realized I wanted someone to talk about how therapists can use practice management software programs to help make things easier and keep track of everything and make things easier for clients and more professional, streamlined, and also keep track of documentation. So my guest today is Brad Pliner, who is the founder of Therapy Notes, and he talks about how using practice management program that offers the types of services that Therapy Notes has is beneficial to therapists and to clients. So I hope you'll enjoy my interview with Brad Pliner, and let's get started.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. Today, my guest is Brad Pliner of Therapy Notes. Brad, thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you could do it because I know that you're very passionate about the subject of practice management software programs, and I think that you have a lot of information that can help therapists who are thinking about building a private practice to figure out if that's something that would be beneficial for them to use.
Absolutely. I hope I can be helpful.
Yeah. So let's just start off with talking about why you think practice management software programs are useful for therapists.
Sure. Absolutely. So I guess the best way to start is the story of why we built Therapy Notes.
Okay.
My wife is a psychologist. She started a practice and needed software. And this was a number of years ago. There were not a lot of options out there. So she recognized right away she needed software to help her do her notes, in particular her notes. It wasn't about billing or anything else. She doesn't like doing notes, and I have never met anyone in this career path of someone who likes to do their notes. So the note software, basically what she wanted was a template so that she wasn't typing the same information all the time or writing or whatever it may be. And then from that, STEM therapy notes, and then, of course, all the other features that are important to someone running a practice. So as far as to answer your question of why it's important, when we go to conferences and we talk to people, what most people seem to be using right now is paper. They're not using our competitor products. They're not using other software. They're using paper. And they think, oh, I don't need to use medical record systems because I don't deal with insurance. So that's not the only reason to use software to run your practice and to do your notes. First off, like I said, it makes it easier to do your notes. So that's obviously really important. You can get your notes done faster so you have more time to see your patients because ultimately, of course, that's what's most important. If the notes are tied into the rest of your software, it's easier to do your billing because, for example, if you are doing insurance billing, your service codes, your diagnosis codes, you're not re-entering information from one system to the next. If you have paper notes and you were to have to provide them to a third party, they're not necessarily legible. They're difficult to find and they're difficult to secure. If someone breaks into your office and you have paper records, you have very limited resources to protect that. So there's really a lot of reasons to have electronic records.
Yeah. So when I started my practice, I wanted to get a software practice management program because I was worried about how I would be able to keep track of not only my documentation, but the billing stuff, the bookkeeping that goes into having a private practice. So you've been talking a little bit about the electronic health record aspect, and I know that's one part, but some people are like, oh, I'm fine with paper notes. Like, I can't imagine still doing paper notes because it's so slow.
Sure.
But I think there are so many other aspects of practice management software systems that really sort of streamline the business aspects of being a therapist.
Yes, absolutely. So right from the beginning, the scheduling is key. A scheduling system so you can keep track of who you're seeing and when, a place to put all your information about your patients, and I don't mean their notes, but their birthdays and their address, their primary care physician or their psychiatrist or whatever other doctors, their emergency contacts. To not have that all documented in one central place is going to make it difficult for you, especially in an emergency situation. If you want to do any kind of marketing to your clients, to not have all that information together is obviously going to make things difficult for you. From the scheduling, the way Therapy Notes works anyway, is that once an appointment occurs, it knows that you need to do a note. So it will keep track of your workflow with what we call a to-do list. So you'll see, for example, if you had an intake, it's going to want an intake note. If you had a therapy session, it's going to want a progress note. It will encourage you when it's a good time to update a treatment plan. If it sees that you haven't seen a patient for a while, it'll encourage you to do a termination note or at least follow up with the patient. So the scheduling, the to-do list, the whole workflow is really something that you can't get without software. And then the other end of things is, of course, the billing. Nobody likes to do the billing, but we made it so easy. And of course, other software products will make it easy. After you do your note in Therapy Notes, you can click a button to send that claim, and you can click another button if you have a credit card feature enabled, which will debit the credit card integrated into the software. If you have a separate billing software, let's say you do your notes on paper and then maybe you go into a separate software, it's just more work. This is all by having one practice management system that's all in one. It has that whole workflow, the whole streamlined process from scheduling their intake all the way through to processing their credit card, submitting their claims, everything you need to do.
So you can process credit card payments through Therapy Notes, for example.
That's correct, yeah. And certainly a few of our competitors have that as well, but it's completely integrated into Therapy Notes. So like Therapy Notes knows this patient has this insurance and they have this much for their copay. So after the session, it will already tell you, okay, you have a claim to submit to that insurance company and you have a $20 balance for their copay. Click this button to charge their card. So it's all right there in front of them. So yeah, it makes things really easy. And of course, there's also the appointment reminder feature, which is an important feature where it'll automatically call, text, or email your patients reminding them of their appointments. So of course, it eliminates or reduces your no-shows. And we have a patient portal feature, which of course is an important feature of a practice management system, where in our case, your patients can come and request appointments. They can see your availability, they can request an appointment, and then it's tentative until you approve it. Of course, that's optional.
So with the client portal, let's break that down a little bit more. Tell me how, if a client were looking for us online, how do they get to this portal and get in touch with us to see what we have available and all that? Can you talk about that a little more in detail?
Sure. It's simply from your practice website, we give you a link that you would then link over to the portal page. And then the portal page, you can customize it a bit with your color scheme, your logo, and so forth. And then it will ask you, are you coming in? Are you a new patient or are you an existing patient? Are you here for what type of service are you here for? It will then show you availability. And if you have a practice with a lot of clinicians, you can select the clinician. If you don't know the clinicians because you're new to the practice, then it'll show you availability across the board based on the type of service that you provided.
So they can see the calendar openings and they can schedule, or can they just send like a message and say they want an appointment?
No, that's exactly right. They can see the availability for the selected clinician.
Okay. And then they can set the appointment or no?
Yep. They click it. So what happens is it puts it into the clinician's calendar as a tentative appointment. It displays differently and then it goes into a queue of appointments to approve. So there's a lot of different options in Therapy Notes how to manage that. And in fact, some clinicians would rather not have their patients be allowed to do that. It's completely up to you. You may want to only do that for new patients or only want to do that for existing patients. There's a bunch of options.
Yeah, I know that I hear a lot of therapists saying, oh, I'm like, I wouldn't want someone to just see all the appointment openings I have, and I wouldn't want them to be able to schedule. Although mm-hmm. I would think you could probably control which, you know, appointments show as being open.
Right. There's definitely some flexibility in that. For example, you may want to have a minimum lead time before they can schedule an appointment, or how far into the future they're allowed to schedule an appointment. So there's definitely some settings there. But yeah, it's not for everybody. No question, it's not for everybody. But if you're most of our clients are solo practitioners. I mean, we have everywhere from one to well over 100 clinicians in a group. So we handle them all, but a huge percentage of them are just one person. They tend to not have the resources to have a person answering the phone and doing their scheduling. So by utilizing this feature, they are able to reduce that overhead, which is what we're trying to do for them. By calling them and calling their patients for them to remind them of their appointments, to allow their patients to do self-scheduling, and so forth, we're trying to make their life much easier. Again, so that the clinician has more time to see the patients.
Yeah, I think a lot of clients who found me will maybe on Saturday, Sunday, or late at night, they're looking for a therapist, and being able to see when I have appointments open and schedule so that the next morning I'm calling them and saying, hi, I saw you scheduled an appointment. Let's talk about what you wanted help with. I think that gives people a lot of relief to know that, because it's so overwhelming when you're trying to find a therapist and you're, you know, calling all these different people and you don't know if they're accepting new patients or clients and if they have openings and when they're available. So when you can just see, you know, oh, they have an appointment available next week, that works for me, I'll go ahead and set it up. And then you just know it's done.
Absolutely. We know firsthand from my wife's practice that one of her successes was because we have someone answering the phones. So people have actually said to us that they tried calling other numbers, they got their voicemail, so they decided to just call the next number on their list.
Yeah.
So the same thing is, we believe to be true online. If you search for a therapist, you go to a website and says, book your appointment here. So, oh, they have that time works for me. I'm going to reserve it. And then they have that peace of mind that they have that, you know, it's not always easy for someone to finally make the decision that they need therapy. So now they've done that. They've clicked that button. They've put in their name and information and now they have that scheduled.
Yeah, I think that goes a long way to helping people feel, you know, more likely to go ahead and follow through when they're ambivalent about getting therapy, especially if it's their first time. I mean, we all can feel that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's see. So Therapy Notes has a calendar, client scheduling, bookkeeping. Can you talk more about the bookkeeping features that can help therapists?
In Therapy Notes, there's a lot of billing reports. There's the revenue report that lets you break it down however you need. You can see by clinician, by month, by week, by service offered. There is a report for your note count report. So if you're working towards licensure and you want to keep track of your hours, that's a use of that report.
That's a good benefit.
Absolutely. There's a number of reports, and we plan on adding a lot more in the future. We have aging reports by insurance as well as by patient. So, and that's really helpful. So you can do an aging report for your patients and then choose the ones that you want to send a bill to or a statement to, and you select those patients, click a button, and it'll generate all of them as well.
Mm. Wow, that's really cool. So you're saying that you could just see who has outstanding balances more than 30 days and just like click a button and it sends a statement to all of them?
Exactly. Yep.
Wow, yep. That's really cool.
So, and then there's, again, having credit card information on file means that you hopefully don't even have to deal with bills, because the cash portion of their fees is completely integrated. You just click the button and you're done. And then again, if you're submitting to insurance, that's completely integrated. We haven't really talked that much about insurance, so just to cover that,
Yeah. We
have completely integrated insurance processing. So again, you finish your note, it has all the information ready to go. So sending your claims is super easy. A lot of our clients have told us that they've stopped using billing companies that are charging, I've seen 16% across the board, but 16% seems pretty common, of all of their billing. And with us, at least the way our software works, it's 14 cents per claim. So you send a claim for 14 cents instead of 16% of your service. And it's actually less work to send the claim yourself than have someone else do it. So currently what a lot of people are doing, probably a lot of your listeners, they're filling out a form and they're faxing it to their biller once a week, maybe once a month. Instead, the clicking the button, it already knows what you need to bill for because it keeps track of that. You click the button. The claims are gone. So not only is it less work, you're going to get paid sooner. Instead of waiting a week or a month to submit those claims, just click that button once a day, and your claims are out as soon as, you know, the same day. So you're going to get paid much faster. Or the other way to look at it is, if there's a rejection, you'll know sooner. So you're not seeing that patient several times that month before you realize, oh, that insurance information is not valid. So you're on top of things that much better.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that, you know, it's, again, from the client side, like if you go to your therapist and you see them four times and they go, oh, you owe $800. They're like, what?
Right.
You know, that's not a nice surprise. That could be really hard to deal with.
And you're going to lose the client, because once you tell a client they have a balance like that, they might just stop showing up. That's just the basic truth sometimes.
Yeah.
So by being on top of that, you don't put your client in that awkward situation. Same thing with the appointment reminders. Like, you have the appointment reminders. If they don't show up and you have their credit card on file, that's another benefit, is you can tell them, you can have an agreement with them. If you don't show up for your appointment, or if you don't cancel within 24 hours or whatever your policy is, I have your credit card on file. This is our fee. And that's mutually agreed upon when they start their services. So there's just a lot of things that you can't manage without software. To try to do all of these things on paper I don't see why somebody would choose to do that. There's really no good reason to do that. The cost of software such as Therapy Notes is so reasonable versus trying to do all these things yourself. Most people save money when they switch to Therapy Notes if they stop using their billing provider, if they stop having no-shows, if they have credit cards on file, having less time to spend running their practice and more time seeing patients. Well, if they pick up one more patient a month, then they've covered the cost of Therapy Notes.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'm just a control freak, but to me, like, having someone else doing my billing and not really feeling like I know what's outstanding and what's supposed to be coming in, that would drive me crazy.
And absolutely.
Having a practice management software program you know, you can say, who owes me money right now? Just like,
absolutely, you're
do
in
an
control.
Easy report. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, the one thing where a biller, you're going to wish you had a biller is when you have to make those phone calls to the insurance companies and say, well, why was this rejected? And have those discussions. In those cases, though, having a temp come in once in a while to do that kind of work is really all you need. You don't need a certified biller to make those phone calls because you spend most of the time on those calls on hold. And then once you get a hold of somebody and then they're willing to answer your questions, okay, so then you have somebody to help you out. But to have somebody submit your claims for you, all they're doing is taking the information you wrote on that paper, entering it into their software, and then clicking a button. It's so easy to do that paying someone to do that doesn't make sense, especially for a therapist who has very simple billing needs. You're not a hospital. You're, you know, not an inpatient facility. You're not dealing with millions and millions of dollars. Well, maybe you have a great practice, but it's a very different case with therapists, which is why we build software that's very specific to their needs, so that it's not cumbersome. You don't see things that don't apply to you.
Therapists, we've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code CHAT to get 2 free months. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marriage, a clinician and author who is on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marriage is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and 2 of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
We all know that small actions can make a big difference in our lives. I know for me, I can be in a terrible mood, go out somewhere and see a stranger, make eye contact and just smile at them and find suddenly I feel good. Whether it's practicing mindfulness a few minutes each day, movement practices, small actions can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. Your body is an ecosystem, and great health starts in the gut. Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, our immune systems, and more. Trust your gut with Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/living and use code 25LIVING to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/living, code 25LIVING.
It's sort of like, I think it's the fear that we have about, I don't know how to do it, or it's too confusing and I have to, like, I only know how to do therapy. I don't know how to do bookkeeping, so I just need to pay someone else to do it. But that's, again, for me, that was why I decided to get a software program, because I knew I really didn't know how to do it, but I figured that I could probably do it myself if, you know, as long as it was organized.
Sure. Yeah, a good bookkeeper is still a... You know, you still want someone to help you with things like that, but Therapy Notes doesn't try to be your accounting package. It tracks your revenue from your patients. It doesn't track, for example, your expenses, your rent, your phone bill. It is not a full replacement for a bookkeeping system. So what we generally recommend is you just take the final numbers for each month from Therapy Notes, enter that into your accounting package, and that's all you need. You don't need to put all your patients into your accounting software. We don't want you to do double data entry, and our support team can help people figure out the best workflow for that. The other option is if they use where QuickBooks or their accounting software can download their bank statements from the online portals, for Bank of America or whatever, you can download that into QuickBooks and there's nothing to enter. You just reconcile that total against what Therapy Notes says you should have received. And if that number looks right, then you're all set.
Yeah, well, thank you for clarifying, because I'm seeing bookkeeping. And in my mind, like, if someone says, can you give me a statement for all the payments I've made? And I'm like, my immediate thought is like, oh my gosh, like, what if I haven't tracked this correctly or something? If I were doing it all by hand, it would be like, I would feel there the anxiety would kick in. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, if this is incorrect, I would hate to get into an argument with this person over it if I'm not sure if I did it right. And I like being able to just go, these are the payments that I recorded, and, you know, does this reflect what you remember? And
As far as sending bills to patients, though, you definitely do that within Therapy Notes. And the reason is, unlike QuickBooks, we can keep track of the distinction between what does the patient owe versus what does the insurance company owe. QuickBooks doesn't understand that concept. So, and if you, for example, the patient's copay is more than you thought and you enter that, it will automatically adjust, therefore, what you expect from the insurance company. So all of that is taken care of. So any billing you do through Therapy Notes, any expenses are tracked in your accounting software if that's appropriate for your practice.
Okay. And what about, we're talking about insurance a lot, but I only do out of network. So you and I talked a little bit about something that I never thought of with submitting out of network claims.
Yes, exactly. So this comes up all the time with therapists. I'll say, when we're talking about therapy, and they say, oh, well, I don't deal with insurance. And I say, well, don't your patients have insurance? Well, yeah, but I don't want to deal with that. So here's what that basically means. Your patients are trying to get reimbursed so that they can pay you the money for your service. So you can make their lives a lot easier and without impacting your workflow at all. In fact, it might actually make things easier. So first off, your patient comes in and they pay you in full your cash rate. Whatever it is that you charge, that's unaffected in this process. You get your full rate paid in full at the time of the appointment. You do have to collect their insurance information and enter that into your software, in our case, Therapy Notes. So you enter all their insurance information, which is trivial to do. After the appointment's occurred, within the software, you click the button to send the claim on their behalf. There's a setting that very clearly states that you want the payment sent to the patient, not to your practice, but to the patient. So if they get reimbursed, if they don't get reimbursed, I should say, then it would be exactly as if they didn't get reimbursed if they tried to do it on their own. The difference, though, is they're more likely to get reimbursed because the insurance company got an electronic claim. They got it much sooner. They're going to know sooner if there's a problem, as opposed to, again, waiting several weeks to find out, oh, I'm not covered. Your patient's more likely, you're going to retain that patient, because if the patient gets denied and or has frustration dealing with the insurance company because they're trying to do it with paper, then they may not keep coming back. They might just say, forget about it, I'm done. Instead, with you, it's they give you a check, and in the mail they'll get a check. Every week or however frequently they come, usually once a week, they're going to come in and that's what's going to happen. So it's to do this is a great service for your patients. It's really good to reduce all the anxiety of having to deal with medical billing, to have a patient do that because the doctor doesn't want to do it. The doctor's better suited to do that in that scenario, in my opinion. It shouldn't be left to the patient to try to deal with the insurance companies. If they have insurance and they have out-of-network coverage and all you have to do is click a button, then why wouldn't you? So as far as why it makes things easier for you, besides the fact your patient's going to keep coming back, usually if you want to do out-of-network coverage, the patient's going to say, well, I need a super bill or a CMS form. I need something. Mm-hmm. So in therapy notes, you can do that. If you don't want to deal with an insurance company and you disagree with what I'm saying, fine. You can generate super bills and CMS forms and don't do anything electronic. We do support that. However, clicking a button to submit the claim is fewer clicks than clicking the button to generate the paper to print from your printer to hand to the patient and hope that you'll be able to do that before the patient leaves your office. Instead, you have their information on file. They come in, they say hello, they do their session, and they leave. No money, nothing has transpired because you have their credit card on file, you have their insurance card on file. There's nothing else to do. You'll charge their credit card the full amount. You'll submit the claim to the insurance company. They'll get a check in the mail. Super easy workflow. It's easier, so much easier for the patient, and it's easier for the doctor.
Yeah, you make a pretty persuasive point there, and that was something I had never thought of because, like I said, I do out-of-network. I give people super bills, but I know it can be a hassle for them to submit them, and sometimes, you know, certainly no client wants, and I can't blame them, to do it just every week by week. You want to do it like once a month, once every couple months, but then you know, you have to wait and there's a lot of overlap between what's coming back and the new ones they submit. And I mean, it can be pretty confusing. So I can see that making it easier for the client to be able to keep coming to therapy could really, you know, relieve a lot of stress.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had this conversation many times because it seems to be a misconception that you have to be on the panels with the insurance companies to be able to send claims. And you have no obligation to the insurance companies. You're just sending the claim on the behalf of the patient. And if it's rejected, you don't have to fight. You don't have to, it's not really going to impact your bottom line. It's the patient that's not going to get paid. If you want to put up a fight for them, that's up to you, but that's no different than if the patient sent it on paper and the insurance company is denying it. It's up to you how far you want to take that. But all it takes is the patient forgets to send in that paper and then they get frustrated or like, and they just cancel coming in for therapy. Like, just make it real easy for them. For 14 cents a claim, it's less than the cost of the stamp to send it in. I mean, it's so much easier for everybody involved. So obviously I'm passionate about it because I've had this discussion many times and I just want to make things as easy as possible for the patient and for our customers.
Yeah. So, just logistically with the 14 cents a claim, does that come out of, is that like a billed monthly kind of thing for the therapist?
Right, exactly. So the way Therapy Notes is priced is it's $59 a month for the first clinician and then $30 a month for each additional clinician in the practice. Okay. On top of that, we charge 14 cents per claim and 14 cents per appointment reminder if we text or call the patient. Email reminders, however, are free. So you could use that if you want to. And you can turn on those reminders per patient. We, of course, we would encourage you to have them opt into that process, not just to suddenly start sending them text messages or phone calls. It's just added up at the end of the month. So you pay in advance for each month, but then at the end of the month, you pay for whatever your usage was. For most therapists, that's really cheap. So we're partnered with a clearinghouse where they would usually want to charge you a fixed monthly fee, which is even more than our base subscription price. What we've done is we've negotiated a rate with them because we're essentially reselling their services where we're only charging per claim. So if you have a customer that sees five patients a week and that's it, no problem. That we'll charge, we'll be able to do five claims a week at 14 cents a claim. So there is no minimum at all. And there's no setup fees either. We used to have setup fees and we've gotten rid of them because we just want to make it as easy as possible to be sending claims.
Okay. And I guess it's not really, it's adding up to like a few dollars extra.
Yeah, it's a few dollars a month. I mean, there was a point where we were hoping to completely include them in our services, but it just didn't work out in terms of the clearinghouse raised their prices on us. So we're basically passing that on to the customer at this point. It just works out to a couple dollars a month. Yeah. And so if what's nice about it though, is if you only see a small number of patients, then that's all you get charged for. If you see a lot, no problem. It's 14 cents each. It's completely based on your needs.
Okay. So that's good to know. And so this made me think of something else and you and I haven't talked about it. So I don't know for sure how this works, but the same way that we would submit an out-of-network claim for someone, could we do that for flex spending accounts, like healthcare savings accounts and stuff?
Yes. Yeah. So the way that works is you actually use our credit card feature and you just put it in there as if it's a credit card.
Okay.
And that's it. You don't actually treat that as a claim unless I'm misunderstanding something. That's my understanding of how that works. It's not an extremely common occurrence, but I do know we do support that through the credit card processing.
Okay. Well, I know they can use like those cards to pay, but can their like request for reimbursement or whatever? Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't need it because I don't know.
Yeah. So I think all they have to do is give the practice the credit card number. It looks like a credit card. It just happens to be that account, and it just processes just like a credit card.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's no question that those features make it easier for clients, and it streamlines everything for us as clinicians because, you know, you don't want to be doing a whole lot of your session time on administrative stuff.
Exactly. That's the whole point of the software. We want you to be seeing your patients, and then the part where you're doing your billing and so forth, that we just want that to be easy and not the priority. That shouldn't be where you spend the focus of your time or energy. Your energy should be on your clients.
Yeah, I agree. So, Brad, are there any features of Therapy Notes that are important for therapists that I didn't ask you about? I feel like we covered it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we covered all the important things. The notes themselves, there's a number of templates that are already designed with considering what does HIPAA want, what does APA want, what are best practices in behavioral health. So we've already done that work for you. There's a lot of great features in the notes, like copying information forward from one note to the next, to built-in spell check, all kinds of things, so that it makes it really easy to do your notes. And that was the core of the product when we originally built it, was we wanted something that's super easy to do your notes and super fast. So those few minutes you have between your one session and the next, if you can jump on your computer and do your note real quick, then at the end of the day, you haven't accumulated, you know, a whole bunch of notes to do. And even if you skip, but if you do skip a note, for whatever reason, you didn't have time in that break, our to-do system will keep track of what notes you haven't done. So you don't have to constantly be worrying about, oh, did I keep up with my notes? Did I forget to do something? It's all right there. And because there's templates, you don't forget important fields. For example, are there safety issues? And so forth. So that's all documented in there. And there's also a built-in DSM search. So you can just type in a code or a description and you'll see all the codes there. I mean, I could go on and on. There's a lot of features specific to making the notes great. Our most recent feature is on the other end is the billing side. Our most recent big feature, which was in development for several months, is when the insurance company sends you a payment, they also send what's called an ERA, an electronic remittance advice. That's the electronic equivalent to the EOB, which spells like, here's what we're paying for these services, how much, where we're denying these, and here's why. So it's a lot of information can be on there. And what our new feature does is we can take that ERA and enter that payment into Therapy Notes for you. So we show you here, we'll automatically put in the check came in from Cigna. Here's the check number. Here's the amount. Here's how it was allocated. You just look at it to make sure the software did a good job. You can make any adjustments and you hit the save button. And that feature is phenomenal, especially in a large practice, because that ERA could cover dozens of services. So you could spend a really long time entering payments. You would have had we not had this feature. So this is our customers are very, very excited about this new feature.
Awesome. Yeah, and one thing that I like about Therapy Notes from what I've heard from you, I haven't tried it myself yet, is that you're always developing new, like you're responsive to what your customers are asking for and you're sort of adding on to the system and making it better.
Absolutely. Our company continues to grow as fast as, you know, we're able to find people. We literally had five people start yesterday, in this case, they were all in the sales support and communications, side of the office. We have 11 developers currently, and they're working on Therapy Notes like full time. So, we always take feedback from our customers. Since the day it launched about 5.5 years ago, since that day, we've been getting lots of feedback. We take that, we look at all of it, we prioritize it, and our customers I don't think there would be one customer who would disagree that we're not constantly improving the software very, very quickly and aggressively. And of course, like if you look at our version history, which is right on our website under the news page, you can see every 4 weeks there's a major release. So, and we're not slowing down that process. We're going to keep adding and doing more. We have a lot of great ideas and things that we're real excited about. Again, from our customer feedback, that's really what drives it. For example, this ERA payment posting feature, that's what a lot of people wanted. So that became the next priority. Back in the day, we didn't have credit card processing. Everybody was asking for it. So absolutely, it's based on our customer feedback. And the other thing about Therapy Notes, so the other, if you want to call it a feature, is that we include unlimited technical support by phone or email. So and if you were to read our reviews, almost every one of them talks about our great customer service. So that's definitely something to consider when looking at software, whether it's practice management software or any kind of software. What is the support like? And again, unlimited phone support is included with Therapy Notes.
That's great. Yeah, that is something that I know people, I talk to a lot of people who are like, you know, which system do you use and what do you like about it and how much is it? And, you know, therapists are always wanting to know, like, what's worked for someone else. And so I've seen a lot of good feedback about Therapy Notes. That's one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on here.
Terrific. Well, I definitely appreciate that.
Thanks. So how can people get more information about Therapy Notes if they're interested in signing up with you guys?
Absolutely. So of course, go to therapynotes.com. We offer everybody a free month. And after that, it's only month to month. During that free month, even claims, appointment reminders, everything is free for a month. So you can literally be using it. It's not limited in any way. After the first month, I had mentioned before what the pricing was. And again, it's month to month. There's no contract. We've talked to people say, oh, I can't switch because I have a contract for another year with some other product. And my answer to that is we don't want you to use Therapy Notes because you have to. We want you to use Therapy Notes because you love Therapy Notes. And that's generally how our customers feel based on the feedback that we're getting. So the most important thing to us with Therapy Notes is we want our customers to love it, to have a great experience with it, for it to meet their needs, and so that they feel good about that. So again, they're helping their patients. Again, it always comes back to that.
Awesome. Well, that is what it's really all about. That's why we do this work. So we're trying to make a difference. You're trying to make a difference. So I'm really glad that you could be on Therapy Chat today, Brad.
Terrific. I really appreciate it, Laura. Thank you very much.
Hey, Laura Reagan here again. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Brad Pliner of Therapy Notes. I found that he offered a lot of compelling reasons why having a practice management software program is beneficial for therapists and for clients. And I hope you'll think about whether you might like to implement using some kind of practice management system or EHR. I think using handwritten notes works for many people, but it can be pretty time consuming and hard to keep organized. And certainly tracking all of the payments and processes is easier with this type of system. So hope that gave you something to think about. And as always, please visit iTunes to leave a rating and review. And let me know, I'd love to hear from you about what you'd like to hear more of on Therapy Chat, what you don't like. You can email me at laura@lauraregan.lcswc.com. I'd love to get that feedback from you. I'm also going to implement a way for you to leave me a message about that through my website. So look for that soon on therapychatpodcast.com. Take care.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Thank you for listening to the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, visit Laura's website at www.laurareaganlcswc.com.